Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Tzadi Tes, Baba Basra 99a, pagination is 197. We'll start on the facing page, four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Chanina Nafak Likraisa. Rabbi Chanina went out to a city's Ramulei Kroya Adodi, and they asked him the following question. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'habayas ha-shabana ha-melech Shlomo, the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo ha-melech made, Lashem to Hashem, Shishim Amo Orko was 60 Amos in length. And now let's pay attention to the next two dimensions. That's what our focus is on. Ve'esrim Rachbo, it's 20 Amos wide. U'shloshim Amo Kamoso and 30 Amos high. Uksiv, and regarding the height, we seem to have a contradiction. Ve'lefnei adivir esrim Amo Orech, ve'esrim Amo Rochav, again, 20 amos in width. Ve'esrim amo kamoso, and 20 amos in height instead of 30 that we mentioned in the other pasuk. So they're asking him, is the height of the Beis HaMikdash 30 or 20? Amaluhu, he answered, Kikachosh of misfas kruvim ulamayla. The pasuk is talking about the Kodesh Kadoshim, and it's talking about the relationship of height regarding the Kruvim. There were specific images in the Kodesh Kadoshim that had wings, and those wings were outstretched in a way that the height is being described above and below these wings. My Kamash Malan, what are we being told? Ha Kamash Malan as follows. Lamata kelamaila, below the wings, just like above the wings. Ma lamaila en mishamish klum, just like above the wings, the entire area is the measurement of the void. Af lamata en mishamish klum, likewise, below the wings is also a measurement of the void. And remarkably, this remarkable thing that Rabbi Yechanan taught, we have a tradition, that the place of the Aron and the place of the Kruvim is not included in measurements, meaning if you measured one side of the Aron or the height above the Kruvim, and then you measured the other side of the Aron, or the floor till the Kruvim, you would end up with a measurement that is the same as the entire height and the entire width of the Kodesh Kadoshim without figuring out this magic, so to speak, as to why you're not getting a diminished number, because you're measuring till the Aron, and then on the other side, from the Aron to the wall, and you're still getting the same measurement, the same 20 in width, that the Kodesh Kadoshim is, even though the Aron is supposed to be taking up some space, and it's not. Miraculously, it doesn't take up space. It doesn't inconvenience you, so to speak. Skip a line. Amar Rav Noi, the Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, Kruvim b'neis ha'in omdim. I could prove to you that the Kruvim, these images with wings, like birds type of thing, that they were miraculous. Just by the way, to remember, there are Kruvim on top of the Aron, which we discuss in the Psukim, in Chumash, the Mishkan of Moshe. That's one type of kruv. And then there were these other kruvim. If you have a Gemara in front of you, you'll see the picture, which is one rendition of these kruvim. We'll see that case in a minute, where the Gemara suggests that perhaps they were on an angle in the room of the Aron. In the Kodesh Kadoshim, they were on an angle. But in any case, that's some sort of rendition. That's not the Kruvim that are on top of the Aron. These are other Kruvim that are in the Kodesh Kadoshim that Shlomo built. The pasuk describes these kruvim, v'chamish amos knaf hakruv ho'echos, their wing is 5 amos, v'chamish amos knaf hakruv hashenis, and the second one is also 5 amos, eser amos mektos knafav ha'ketos knafav, so that from one tip of the wing to the other tip of the wing, it's 10 amos. If you have 2 kruvim, each one is 10 amos, so gufayu hecha havakaimi, you would expect that the body of this bird-like figure, it has wings, so we're going to call it a bird-like figure, the body of it would have taken up some space. The way a typical bird is, the wings come out from the sides and the body has to take up some space. If the wings alone are calculated at 5 amos each for a total of 10 amos, then how did this fit into a 20 amma room? Apparently, it didn't take up any space, Rav Noyi suggests. Elashmamina b'neishen omdim, and it supports the principle that you just taught us. The Gemara has quite a number, I believe 6, deflections on this proof. Among them, perhaps the wings emanated from the back of this figure's body, in which case the body and the wings doubled over on the same space, and therefore it was exactly 20 amos in total, the wings being the measurement and the body being within the wingspan. Another possibility, which is the picture, is ba'alach sona havukaimi. Maybe these bird-like figures were positioned on an angle in the Kodesh Kodashim, and we know the famous principle that the hypotenuse is longer than any of the one sides. If you want to have a longer distance, if something doesn't fit in lengthwise or widthwise, you could always try it on the angle because there's more space. And therefore, this is not really a proof to the concept that the Kruvim didn't take up space. We do have it as a tradition, but you can't prove it from this verse. About midway in the wide lines, at the end of a line, Ketzad hein omdim, how were the Kruvim positioned in terms of facing each other? Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar, chad amar pneihem ish el achiv, v'chad amar pneihem labayis. One opinion is that they were facing each other, as if embracing, one representing the Jewish people, one representing Hashem. V'chad amar pneihem labayis, and there is another opinion that they were originally crafted facing the outside. We're not going to spend time on that shita right now, but the popular shita is that they were originally crafted to face each other. The Gemara asks, Uleman da'amar p'neim ish al achiv, according to the opinion that they're facing each other, k'sif u'p'neim labayis, there is a pasuk that says that they faced outwards, towards the walls of the building. Lokasha, this is not a question, it's readily resolvable, fundamentally so. Kan bizman she Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, kan bizman she ein Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom. The case that they're crafted originally to face each other is because they were doing what Hashem wanted, and it was an image of belovedness. But miraculously, when they did not do the desire of Hashem, when they were not keeping mitzvahs, the faces rotated so that they were not facing each other. And this is the way the Kruvim typically are taught, are presented, that the original crafting was facing each other, and that's how it was when things were good, and when things were bad, the face rotated and did not face each other, as if to say, we're not seeing eye to eye. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.